Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, I praise you and thank you for the Word of God. As I speak these words today, Father, I ask you to bless every word that I speak. I ask you to open people's hearts and minds and give them revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the mighty Word of the Living God as it goes out, that they will be able to understand and walk holier and in obedience to your word. And bless the word as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I'm going to talk about things you should never say, things you should never do. We've been talking about this week, the last couple of weeks, the power of your confession. You have what you confess with your mouth. Since all those things are true, and you've been given this great and awesome dominion and power with your tongue, these are some of the things you should never do. Now, yesterday we talked about I will never confess I can't, for I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, because that's written in Philippians 4:13. And then number two, never again will I confess lack, because if I'm a tither and a giver, then my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because that's written in Philippians 4:19. Now, the thing about it is, there is some things that you have to do to bring God on the scene for him to do the things he promised. Now, he cannot change his word for no human being. So he is no respecter of persons. If you're not a tither, he will not bless you. Now then, you have to be walking in obedience to his word. Now then, walking in love and walking in obedience and then speaking the right thing is what brings God on the scene. Now number three here says, never again will I confess fear. I don't know how many people that I know that are Christians that live in fear. Every time somebody jumps or claps their hands or something, they jump backwards or they're petrified. But never again will I confess fear, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, because that's written in 2 Timothy 1:7. Now then, if the Lord said in 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you a spirit of fear, then there is a spirit of fear. If there is a spirit of fear and God doesn't send that to us, then where does it come from? The devil. How much power do we have over the devil? All. So speak to that spirit of fear, if you have one, and command that beast to leave you and never come back. Now then, never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God has given to every man the measure of faith. Now that's Romans 12:3. Now then, Romans 12:3, if God has given to every man the measure of faith, then he expects you to take that measure of faith he's given you, to act on it, to continue to read and study his word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So, as you read and study God's word, your faith will increase, and then you have to act on his word. Act. Do what the word says after you read it and hear it, and then by faith, you will see the Lord do great and mighty things for you. Now then, here's one in Daniel and Psalms that we're going to talk about two in one. Never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. Now that's written in Psalms 27:1. If the Lord is the strength of my life, then I can't think of a source that's anywhere close to that powerful. God is the strength of my life as a born-again Christian. So why should I ever confess weakness? Never again will I confess weakness. And then he says, and the people that do know their God, and that should be all of us as Christians, those that are born-again Christians, we should know our God because we should study his word. And he says, and to the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits or great things. Now that's written in Daniel 11:32. Now see, when you find these things written in God's word, you need to confess what the word of God says. When you confess what the word of God says, then these things will come to pass for you. And here is another one. A couple here. First of all, never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now that's written in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, if you're a born-again Christian, who is it that's in you? It's Jesus. It's the Holy Ghost. Well, who is it that's in the world? That's Satan and his host of demons. Even if you have demons living in you, the Holy Ghost in you is much more powerful than any demon that can be living in you. And it's real easy to get rid of these demons when you repent of your sins and command those spirits to leave you. They have to go. And it says, and the evil spirits have to be subject to me, because it's written in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Now, if the Word of God says that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, then that means God plans for you to talk directly to the evil spirits and demand that they leave. Once you repent of your sins, and of course when you have sin, that's what opens a door to allow these demons of hell to come into a Christian's body and begin to torment you and make you sick and afflict you. So, walk holy before God, repent of your sins, and then if you got a spirit of fear or anger or lust or whatever it is, when you've repented, then take the Word of God, like Luke 10, 19, and 20, and drive that devil out in the name of Jesus. He has to go, because the evil spirits have to be subject to us, because it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Then never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Now that's written in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now then, if God always causes me to triumph in Christ, then why should I ever give up? Well, never, ever will I confess defeat, because I know the minute I do, then I've lost. But if I don't confess defeat, then I know that the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, God always causes me to triumph in Christ. That means I don't ever lose a battle. I'm going to be the winner every time. So never, ever confess defeat. Never. And if you don't, you will always be the winner. Then, never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. Now, that's written in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Now, why should I ever confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God? And also, it's written in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But, he says in verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So see, when you ask God for anything, you must ask him in faith. He is a faith God. So, but don't even confess lack of wisdom. But if you feel like you don't have enough wisdom, then go to the Scripture and ask him for more. He will give it to you. Never again will I confess sickness, for if I'm walking in obedience to his word, for with his stripes I am healed. Because Isaiah 53:5 says that, and it says in Matthew 8:17, and himself, Jesus, he took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. So, if you don't open the door to the devil, you can walk in divine health. Praise God. I've done it for over 20 years. And it's wonderful. It's fun. It's wonderful to live the abundant life that Christ provided for every Christian. Read the Word of God, folks. It's in here. It's wonderful. What is ours when we know Jesus? Knowing Jesus is just not just going to church. Knowing Jesus is living him every day, seeing him do mighty miracles, seeing him answer your prayers. It's so much fun. Never again will I confess worries and frustration, for I am casting all my cares upon him, for he cares for me. Because he wrote that in 1 Peter 5:7. So, in Christ, I am carefree. I don't have any cares. I don't have any problems. I will not confess worries and frustration, for I am casting all of my cares upon Jesus, because he cares for me. Don't you believe the Word of God? If 1 Peter 5:7 says that, then in Christ you are carefree. Then, never again will I confess bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:7. Now, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, if Christ is in me, I am a born-again Christian, and I am not bound. I am not living under bondage, because the Spirit of the Lord is in me, and there is liberty where Christ is, because it's written in 2 Corinthians 3:17. Then, never again will I confess condemnation. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In Romans 8:1, I am in Christ, therefore I am free from all condemnation. But to make that work for you, you have to do everything it says there in that verse. Now, I've heard a lot of people read just the first part of that verse just like I did, but it won't work for them. And they wonder why it does not. Well, let me read that to you, verse 8:1-2. There is therefore, in Romans 8:1-2, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, comma, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Think about that. If you are walking in obedience to God's Word, you're walking holy before God. You're walking in the Spirit. In other words, how do you walk in the Spirit? You crucify the flesh. Whenever, just like Romans, Paul told us in the book of Romans, when you were baptized, you were supposed to leave the old man dead down in that water. And you were supposed to be resurrected to walk in newness of life. That is the symbol of killing the flesh. Now, when you kill the flesh, you will leave it dead. When you leave the flesh dead and you walk in newness of life, there's nothing for the devil to attack, because it's now Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's living. So if it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's alive, then the devil cannot attack him, because that's the Spirit of the living God that's walking in your flesh. So if he's in you, like Paul said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now, if Christ is living through you and you're totally dead, you're allowing him to operate, there will be no limitations to what he can do through your flesh. So, don't get back into sin. You know, don't go back out there in the world. Don't go back into drugs and alcohol and nicotine, smoking, drinking, cussing, fornication, adultery, because those are sins of the flesh. And when you go to satisfy the flesh will take you out. It will destroy you. And there will be serious condemnation if you walk in that. But if you walk in the Spirit, you can walk free. If you'll learn to do these things, that it says never again confess these negative things, then you'll be able to see God do great and wonderful things. I'd like to invite you to give us a call for these entire teachings. They're free and postpaid, any that you want. We have entire teachings on every kind of media format. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or the web, www.tlsm.org. And there you can listen to these teachings again, or you can order things. They're free and postpaid, and we'd be happy to send them to you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.